Chapter 2. Three riders paused on the crest of the hill and stared down into the broad river valley before them, screwing up their eyes against the cold air. In spite of a blustery wind, the sky was mainly blue, with only patches of brilliant white cloud, woolly domes drifting swiftly in irregular succession across the sky. The leading rider, a woman on a grey-white pony, pulled her thick woolen cape more tightly around her, and as she did so, her long red-gold hair was caught momentarily by the wind. She was forced to raise a hand to disentangle it and tuck it back under her hood. The second rider, a tall, youthful man, leant back on his horse and gazed at the sky. "The clouds are thickening, lady," he observed. "I fear bad weather is approaching." The woman turned with a pleasant smile to the speaker, who was clad in the accoutrements of a warrior and wore the traditional golden torque, the neckband of the Nasknia, the golden collar, denoting a member of the elite bodyguard to the King of Cashel. Cashel was the principal fortress of the Kingdom of Muin, the largest and most southwesterly of the five kingdoms of Erin. "We will reach the abbey before the rain showers come," she assured him with confidence. "It is not far from here." The third rider, astride a docile-looking roan cob, was a man in brown religious woolen robes, bearing the tonsure of the Blessed Peter on his unprotected pate, which showed he followed the rule of Rome rather than that of the churches of the five kingdoms. He shivered slightly as the winds caught him. "How do you know it will rain?" he demanded, slightly petulantly. "At this time of year it is more likely to snow." "Observe the clouds, Adolf," the woman replied. "See the formations. If they continue to change shape, like those approaching from the north, we will see some rain before long. But it is not yet cold enough for snow. It is not until later this month, after the new moon, that the temperature will drop suddenly, heralding the really high winds and the risk of snow falling." Adolf sighed with an almost exaggerated expulsion of his breath. It was clear he was not in a good mood. The young warrior, Enda, who had been tasked to accompany the couple on their journey, noticed the tension in him and intervened quickly. "Is this abbey that we seek close by, lady?" Fidelma of Cashel, sister to Colgu, King of Muin, indicated the wide, lush valley before them. "The abbey is not so much a building, but a large community, sheltering behind a wooden stockade, on the top of a small limestone cliff, overlooking that river which you see before you." "And that river is called the Sabrin." "A strange name," reflected the warrior, "but I've never been in this part of the kingdom before." "It is an ancient name," Fidelma explained, "although the Greek traveller, Ptolemy, recorded it by the name Dabrona. Traders have long used this river, and the inlets it flows into, as a great harbour." "Well, it looks a peaceful and pleasant countryside," observed Enda. Adolf sniffed, still looking displeased. "All I see is marsh and swamp, and despite the cold, I have already encountered enough biting insects to last a lifetime. I've no wish for closer acquaintance with any more of them." "I thought you had a balm for that," Fidelma replied cheerfully. "Honey and apple cider, as I recall." "I'd rather eliminate the cause than the symptoms," Adolf replied curtly. "Why are we always riding through marshland?" "I cannot control the geography of this kingdom," Fidelma replied tartly, responding to the testiness of Adolf's attitude. Not for the first time on this trip did Enda, the young warrior, feel he should intercede. Ever since they'd left Cashel, he'd been aware of some curious antagonism between Fidelma and her husband Adolf. What was worse, it seemed to be increasing. "It is true, lady. There is a lot of marshland in..."